The Great Barrier Reef is one of the world's greatest natural wonders, stretching some 2,300 kilometers along Australia's northeastern coastline. It's an intricate mosaic of corals, keys, and tropical islands. The sprawling ecosystem teems with marine life and is a sanctuary for seabirds. A group of scientists is trying to understand how the reef has responded to a sea level rise and temperature change since the peak of the last ice age 20,000 years ago. Paleoclimatologist Thomas Feelies analyzed the data at the University of Bremen Center for Marine Environmental Sciences. He spoke via Skype.
The major aim of our expedition was to reconstruct sea level. So you can use fossil corals to reconstruct sea level. And the Great Barrier Reef is a quite stable region in terms of tectonics of the Earth's crust. It's far away from continental glaciers, so it gives a good global average of sea level variations.
The expedition crew set out in the great ship Maya in 2010, equipped with a drilling rig that would extract coral fossils from the tropical Pacific Ocean. Feelies notes that the global sea level then was 120 meters lower than it is today.
At that time, all the ocean water was stored in the form of ice in the continental glaciers on the Northern Hemisphere, on Greenland and Antarctica.
But not in Australia, which was cooler than it is now and unusually dry. Using surveys that identified reef-like structures below the seabed, Feelies says remotely operated vehicles were sent down deep in the ocean to pinpoint exactly where to dig.
And we drilled down to 40 to 50 meters into the sediment, into the fossil structures, and recovered cores. And once these cores have been on deck of the ship, we were able to identify corals and coral reef structures.
The crew recovered coral material between February and April and shipped it to the Bremen Coral Repository in Germany for analysis, says Feelies. Lead author of the study reported in the journal Nature Communications.
One of our major findings was that the Great Barrier Reef, since the last ice age, experienced much larger temperature changes than previously thought.
In addition, Feelies says, sea surface temperatures were 2 to 3 degrees Celsius cooler along the southern Great Barrier Reef compared to the northern site they studied. By contrast, he says, that difference today is 0.6 degrees Celsius.
What we found is that these corals were quite happy. They adapted somehow to temperature changes over a period of thousands of years. However, what we experience today is that we are probably will have during the next decades or 100 years temperature changes of the same magnitude, but this is important to note, these are temperature changes which will happen within just 100 years and not thousands of years.
Feelies adds that the study does not infer that today's Great Barrier Reef could be capable of easily adapting to a continued rise in ocean temperature. He says it does provide a framework for how the reef responded to past sea level rise and climate change to better understand future resilience. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.